Welcome on in, Sports Radio 94 WIP. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Get you aboard on this Friday. It is a tri-day. We'll get to that. Obviously, a huge weekend coming up here. Sixers, Knicks, game one tomorrow night up at Madison Square Garden. Phillies open a series tonight against the White Sox. And, of course, we got NFL draft coming up just in less than a week. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, happy 420. Pace yourself. That's it. Just pace yourself.
You know, that works for any day, but certainly.
Yeah, this weekend.
Just pace yourself.
There's a lot going on this weekend in the city.
I agree. You know what? There's a lot going on right here. There's a lot going on up in my mind today because I've got an idea. Well, once in a while, I have an idea, and I throw it at you. And sometimes you say, Joe, you're crazy. Sometimes you're with me. Well, I don't know where you're going to be today. We'll find out. But so yesterday, I'm listening to WIP, and I'm scrolling through on my phone, and I'm seeing afternoons talking about this A.J. Brown stuff, the latest post on Instagram, and apparently made Tom Brady's profile picture. I'm like, that's kind of weird. All right, whatever. You know, he does silly things. Okay, whatever. Tom Brady's greatest quarterback ever. And then I saw that he followed K.J. Osborne and Jacoby Brissett up in New England on Instagram. Yeah, the quarterback of the Patriots. All right, whatever. Players know each other. I'm not going to make it too much of a deal of it. Then A.J. Brown's like, everybody, calm down. I grew up a Pats fan. I wanted, I love Tom Brady. I'm like, all right, that's fine. Whatever. And then I let it out of my head. But then I heard this last night, Albert Breer up on NBC in New England. Here's what he said about A.J. Brown, the Patriots, and the Eagles.
I did have to run this up the flagpole with a few different people. Philadelphia has gotten inquiries on A.J. Brown, and they have shut them all down and told other teams that he is not available.
This is the kind of thing we react to. This is just covering the NFL in 2024. Oftentimes, the social media stuff does lead to stuff. So it's something that we always have to pay attention to. I would say the Patriots are interested in receiver help. And I think they would be open to trading for a veteran receiver.
And if, Bert, what you're saying is true, that teams have inquired about A.J. Brown, I would hope the Patriots are one of those teams.
They are.
They should be. They are one of those
teams. Yeah, they've inquired.
Look what I just did.
Look, yeah, wow.
I just pulled that out of Bert Breer. There it is. Breaking news on the show right
Stop
now. The
it.
Patriots inquired about A.J. Brown.
He loves that.
This is what they should be doing.
I'm telling you, they are interested in receivers.
All right, let's play a little game of connect the dots here, okay? So we have this yesterday. We have A.J. Brown post this up at the Patriots. He says it's just a coincidence he was watching a documentary. Okay, we have the Patriots, reportedly, they're calling the Eagles, wondering, hey, is A.J. Brown available? I heard this morning Rhea and the crew were talking about how A.J. Brown was a Pats fan growing up. And he wanted to be drafted by the Pats.
I think he was, yeah.
Yeah, he posted that, but he wanted to be drafted there. He was emotional when they didn't draft him. Well, I've got an idea to help everybody out here, okay? You ready for this?
Yes.
I would trade A.J. Brown to the Patriots if they offered the third pick in the draft. I'm not looking to dump A.J. Brown. I like A.J. Brown. He's a tremendous receiver. If the Patriots really want him and they offer the number three overall pick in the draft on Thursday, I would trade A.J. Brown on the spot for the third pick in the draft. I wouldn't even think twice about it. I would trade A.J. Brown for the third pick in the draft. In this draft, you have all these quarterbacks. You also have great receivers, including Marvin Harrison. The Eagles could trade A.J. and swap out A.J. for a younger A.J., for Marvin Harrison, for a guy that people think is going to be a great player. Over the next 4 years, Marvin Harrison will cost, or the third pick will cost, $35 million against the cap. A.J. will cost $90 million. Okay, he might be just as good of a player within a short period of time. Teams don't usually have this many highly priced receivers and quarterbacks. It's working now. It might not work in 2 years. They might have to move off one of these guys. And Hugh, maybe, after last year, this whole thing could use a little shakeup. And I don't think you'd get worse. Right now, I know AJ's a great player. Maybe Marvin isn't ready to be that on day one, but he might be pretty soon. I don't think the Eagles would be that much worse. And if something weird is going on, and we've wondered all for the last 5 months if something weird's going on, if I could get the third pick in the draft for A.J. Brown, if the Patriots want him that bad, Hugh, I would do it. Hugh, what do you think? The idea of if the Pats want him, they got to give the third pick in the draft, I'd do it.
I'm with you on that, and I'm going to tell you why. I like A.J. too, but I don't like the way this played out. I really don't. I don't like the fact that he changed his profile picture to Tom Brady. And I don't like the fact that he proceeded to try to walk it back and say that it was not a big deal. Now, let me just say this, because I know there's a lot of people out there probably saying, well, Hugh, you know, that's kind of idiotic for you to think that way because it's not that big of a deal. Let me tell you the thing that I've realized, especially about social media. Yeah, you're right. It's not a big deal. But perception is reality, especially in this day and age. Think about all of the things that social media means to us that might not mean a thing. To think about how when you unfollow somebody or you block somebody, the message that that sends when somebody does that, like you're excommunicated, you can't be a part of their friend circle or things of that nature. And you also have to know, even if, listen, Emmitt Smith is my frat brother. I grew up, I was a Dallas Cowboys fan when I was in college. But when I came to Philadelphia Eagles, guess what I did not do anymore?
Well, you stopped talking about Emmitt Smith.
Stop talking about him. Stop associating anything with the Dallas Cowboys, because it doesn't make sense to do that when people tend to read into every move that you make, especially on social media. And like I said, I'm not a fan of A.J. Brown's, but I'm a fan of this team. And if that has the potential of being a distraction, I don't want it, especially on a team that has a lot of distractions last year that we didn't even address. We didn't even address some of these distractions. We have our quarterback reflective about the past transgressions that have happened on this football team. And then we got another receiver talking about he's a Tom Brady fan and he just wanted him to be his profile picture. Listen, if you're not happy where you are, even though you said you were, I'm okay with that. I'm not mad. If it gives me an opportunity to go get somebody who actually wants to be here, then so be it. If that's what you want to do or if that's where you want to be, fine. I'm not holding any grudges against you. Let's just move on and get somebody that actually wants to be here.
Also, I don't buy his explanation yesterday. I mean, like, I'm not bent out of shape that he changed his profile picture to Tom Brady. I don't care.
It's passive-aggressive, Joe.
But I don't – you're right, I agree with you. It's also I don't believe him. So he's – if we connect the dots here, right, we're getting reporting, and Albert Breer is one of the most plugged-in NFL reporters out there, okay? If he's saying the Patriots inquired about A.J. Brown, they called the Eagles or whatever, and they had a conversation, and the Eagles said no. You don't think A.J. Brown knows that? Of course he does.
Yeah.
He knows that. But through his agent or whatever, he knows that the Patriots called about him. And then he just so happened to be watching The Dynasty the next day or two, the documentary about the Patriots, and just so happened to want to put his admiration for Tom Brady out there? Come on. Like, we're not that stupid. I mean, we're not that stupid. This was his response to the rumors and whatever. And I'm older than this now. I'm not 25. I know this is the way younger people live. They passive aggressively react and do things on social media, like when they like you said, unfollow people or follow people. It's not a coincidence. He wanted this out there,
and he put it out there,
and now we're talking about it, and that's fine. And like, I'm not mad at AJ Brown.
Not at all.
But if there's an opportunity here for the Eagles to trade him for the third pick in the draft, I'll do it. Now, I'm not dumping him. I'm not giving him away for nothing. He's a great player, and he's a productive
player.
Hell
of a player.
And he helped the Eagles make the Super Bowl 2 years ago. But if the Patriots want him that bad, and you heard it there, they called the Eagles. They inquired. Well, they have an amazing asset right now. They have the third pick in the draft. And look, usually you're that high, Hugh, you're taking a quarterback. Well, the Eagles don't need to draft a quarterback. But if you're up that high in this draft, it's either quarterback or receiver. A lot of them, we've done all these mock drafts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Almost all of them, the first five or six picks are quarterbacks.
Or receivers.
And receivers, right? And the first one usually is Marvin Harrison Jr. That's the thing that hits me here. It's like in some years you might say, we're going to trade him for the third pick and then draft what? Another quarterback, an offensive tackle? Hugh, Marvin Harrison Jr. is a rare kind of receiver coming out of the draft where everyone seems to think he's a lock to be a Pro Bowl, maybe an all-pro player.
Man, listen, I remember watching him at Ohio State, watching him play, and I remember some of the passes that he caught. I was like, shucks, he's ready to be an NFL player, like, right now. Like, he really is.
This guy's amazing.
He really is.
He reminds me of when Larry Fitzgerald was in college, you felt that with him at Pitt.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's just going to come in the league and for 15 years he'll catch the ball. If the Eagles could swap A.J. Brown and turn it into Marvin Harrison, I'm in.
And another thing, it's like, again, I like A.J., and I'm not mad at A.J., and I'm not about to sit on this station this morning and bash him, but that's a little much.
That's goofy. That's a little
much for you to sit there and say, like, you know, like you don't know what you did. I mean, you exactly know what you did. A.J.'s a smart guy. He's a smart guy, and he's even alluded to the fact that he knows how this NFL works. People call about people all the time. People call about people all the time. And if you got that information from your agent that they called and you felt some kind of way and then you changed your screensaver, that's fine. I'm not mad about that. I'm not calling you a liar or saying anything like that. But if that's where your heart is right now, then then so be it. So be it.
Well, it could be a win-win. I mean, everyone could win. The Patriots seem to be desperate for a wide receiver, desperate for weapons, and the Eagles, you know, they're not going to trade AJ unless they get something significant back. This is significant. The third pick in the draft is significant. 215-592-9494. I know right now we're like, oh, Howie's a genius. It doesn't matter the salary cap. There's only been one team in NFL history to have two $20 million a year wide receivers. Within 2 years, that team got rid of both those guys, Mike Williams, Keenan Allen. I don't know if it's a long-term thing to have A.J. and Devontae and Jalen making this much money. Could it last for the next 2 years? Yeah. Is it a four-year thing? I don't know. You get Marvin Harrison and you reset the money. 4 years, 35. That's what the third pick will make. A.J. will make 4 years, 90. Is the gap between A.J. Brown and Marvin Harrison Jr. going to be $55 million over the next few years? I don't know about that. A.J. Brown, ironically, the last time there were some trade rumors, he called in a WIP. Here's what he said to Ike and Jack back in February, March, whenever that was, about all this and about his want to be here.
Let's get to it. I think the first thing most Eagles fans want to know is your state of mind, your happiness with being an Eagle currently and moving forward. Let's start with that one, about your feelings about being a Philadelphia Eagle now and for the foreseeable future.
I have no problem. I want to be here. It's as simple as that. I love where I'm at. As simple as that. Next question.
I have no problem. Simple as that. I want to be here. All right. Well, if you want to be here, you probably will be here unless the Patriots offer me the third pick. If I'm Howie Roseman and I get a call from Elliot Wolf up in New England and that call says, would you do it for the third pick? The car is sent to AJ's house immediately to pick him up and send him straight up to New England. 215-592-9494.
If that's what he wanted to be, Joe, that's fine. I mean, you know, hell, I grew up a Raiders fan. I mean, you know, even though I probably would want to go play for him now, but I mean that's okay.
I don't know
okay.
If they want you now.
Yeah, they probably not right now, but yeah, definitely would not be upset about that.
No, and I think it'd be good for both sides. I would do it. 215-592-9494. Would you trade AJ for the third overall pick in this draft? The Patriots reportedly inquired recently to go trade for AJ Brown. Kyle, what are you feeling on this? As this one kind of came out of left field, but the whole thing yesterday, I knew there was something else going on. Like, that's weird, that the Brady thing. And then we get the story at night that, oh, no, actually the Patriots called.
So this, the number three overall pick would be Marvin Harrison Jr., right? Somebody of that caliber.
That would be the first thought like I would have. That if they got that pick, they would pick Harrison.
A great wide receiver, or somebody that we would hope could be a top wide receiver in the NFL. You know what we have in A.J. Brown? A guy who is an established top wide receiver in the NFL. I mean, we know this about him. And as much as I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is a great prospect and he's going to be a great NFL player, I really don't have any doubts about that. But the fact of the matter is there is always an inherent risk with a draft pick.
Don't be afraid to change,
with a rookie.
Kyle.
Hugh.
Don't be afraid to change, Kyle. Sometimes change.
I want to win the Super Bowl this year. I don't know, as much as I think I know what I'm getting with Marvin Harrison Jr., I don't actually know. What I can be sure about is that I have one of the best wide receivers in the league on this team under contract already.
Will we help you out with this?
No, I don't. In 2 years from now, if his contract's up, we don't pay him. Okay, maybe, you know, draft a wide receiver to boost the room a little bit.
Sure.
If you want to get a guy in the second round, or even hell at 22, I'd be good with drafting Brian Thomas Jr., Xavier Worthy, just to sort of have that contingency plan in place for when that does happen. But I don't want to do a one-for-one replacement for A.J. Brown, an established wide receiver, for a rookie.
Listen,
when I need to win the Super Bowl this year. I'm not doing it.
Listen, Marvin Harrison Jr. is a matchup nightmare for anybody in our division right now. Like, I hear what you're saying. He's a matchup nightmare. All Jalen Hurts has to do is just throw it up and he can go get it. The dude, like, what, 6'3", 6'4", and he got burners. He got flat-out burners. You know who this is to me? Body type? Randy Moss.
Woo! He's not like quite
body
as tall.
Type, like body type, yeah. Like slender. You know what I mean? Can stretch the defense.
Sure.
Randy Moss.
Well, you know what it is to me? Because Kyle's mentioning, like, he wants to win the Super Bowl this year. And the kind of the fear factor of, we're trading away a known for a kid who has to still get his feet wet, right? He'll be a rookie. You know, Ja'Marr Chase was a rookie when the Bengals went to the Super Bowl. So, mm-hmm. Sometimes greatness pops in the league, and quarterback's different. But, like, wide receiver, get open and catch the ball. I mean, like, the physical skill sometimes just takes over. I have no qualms about Marvin Harrison translating right away, and you're resetting the clock on the money. You're giving yourself more flexibility down the line. And, okay, so Kyle said something there that makes sense, that AJ's a known from the skill way, right? Skill wise, right? He's a known. You know what AJ isn't a known with, Hugh, moving forward? Personality, locker room stuff. Is he all in? Is he going to be all in and a good soldier on this sideline every game? I don't know that. I'm not saying he's a bad dude. And he seemed like he came off that he wanted to win when he was on with Jack and Ike. And I appreciate that. I've enjoyed watching him play for the Eagles for the past couple of years. Been an enormous trade for the Eagles from what they did 2 years ago. But I don't know. I mean, we've seen this before. Receivers and the relationships with the quarterbacks. Look at Stephon Diggs. Look what happened up in Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
It was magic with him and Josh Allen, Hugh, for a couple years. What happened the last couple years? It deteriorated.
Yeah.
Something happened with those two, and what'd they do this offseason? They dumped him to the Texans.
I think in this situation, and again, let me reiterate, not mad at AJ for anything that he did on Twitter. Twitter, that's where we live at now, and everybody jumps to conclusions on Twitter. And he said that it wasn't a big deal, so be it. I'm not calling the man a liar. But here's the reality of the situation. There's something there. And if he doesn't want to be here in this locker room that is fragmented and we still don't know what's wrong with it, I want to start this season with a clean slate. With a clean slate. I don't want any of this animosity from last year to be a part of what we're trying to accomplish this year. And if that's how he feels, if he wants to change his picture, his profile picture to Tom Brady, and he wants to follow Jacoby Brissett, and he wants Jacoby Brissett to throw passes to him, then so be it. That if that's what you want to do,
go ahead.
Then so be it. We're trying to accomplish something here. If you feel so strongly about the Patriot way, and the fact that team has that, think about that for a minute. You followed Jacoby Brissett. You follow. That's the quarterback that you followed because that's who you want to throw you passes. Hey, bro, do what's best for you. I am a proponent of you being as happy as you want to be. And if playing for the Patriots is your Waterloo, if that makes you happy, if that's your kumbaya moment, if that makes you feel good, then be it.
So
be it.
Go for it. 215-592-9494. Last thing, and then all your phone calls coming up here. You know, when the Reddick trade went down, a lot of the people that talked themselves into it, not you know, naming any names, but people that talked themselves into the Reddick thing mentioned there was a little disconnect last year, right, on that side of the football. Maybe it's best if we shake things up. Different people, different vibes. I could say the same thing about the offense. The offense stunk down the stretch. They were out of sync, out of balance. Maybe there was a disconnect on that side, and maybe a little different mix could make the team better. 215-592-9494. Let's get you all your takes on this, because I think there's certainly something that brewed here. Now, it might be done. It might be kiboshed by Howie, and it's not going to happen. But sometimes, and oftentimes in the NFL around the draft, when there's smoke, there's fire. And if Howie is accepting the phone call and the Patriots are making the phone call, one of these parties obviously believes there's a conversation to be had. Let's go to the phone lines here. Let's go to T. Eagle in North Philly. What's up, T. Eagle?
Yo, like, why is we even talking about this A.J. Brown getting traded, like, getting rid of him stuff? Like, he's going to be here. He wants to be here. Why even talk about it?
Because if they could get the third pick in the draft, I would do it.
Wait a minute. Before you start, did you hear anything that we said we kind of set this thing up before we start? It's not like we woke up this morning and just said we're going to drum up controversy. That's not what we're doing.
I get you, Hugh. But listen, though. He wants to be here, Hugh. Like, he wants to be here. He's a great receiver. We have great chemistry with Devontae, everybody. Mm-hmm. We have great chemistry. Like, what's the point of even drumming up all this extra stuff about getting rid of him, what we can get for him? He's an Eagle.
Hold on. Every player's an Eagle until they're not. Like, that's the way this works. They're here until they're not. Like, I don't want to dump him. I'm with you. He's a great player. But if they want him that bad and they offer the third pick in the draft, I got to make that deal.
So, listen, we get the third pick in the draft, right? We get Marvin Harrison or whoever y'all talking about getting, right?
Yep.
Is he going to solidify us getting the Super Bowl this year like A.J. Brown would?
I don't think it's a guarantee that AJ is going to get us a Super Bowl. But let me ask you this: are you on social media?
I'm on social media, Hugh. I follow you.
I appreciate you, bro. But this is what I'm going to ask you. You know, so you know the social media etiquette and how it works. So, my thing is this: I cannot say that it's nothing when you go and follow the Patriot. You put Tom Brady as your screensaver. You go follow Jacoby Brissett and do all this other stuff. Now, you know, like, like we know social media, and where there's smoke, there's fire. That he might deny that there's something there, but there's something to that, because we've seen too many times where people, when they get mad, just like when, like, who was it? Darius Slay was following Joe Giglio. Then all of a sudden, Joe said some stuff about him. He blocked him. So that there's nothing there.
I mean, I get you.
You see what I'm saying?
I get you. I don't got nothing to say about that. I get you. But I'm just saying, as far as the other stuff, like, it's probably not y'all, but I still, like, I listen every day. I hear some of the stuff about, you know, what about, you know, AJ drumming up mischief in the locker room and all this other extra stuff. I just say, listen, let us be great, man. We're a good team. Let us be great, man. We're going to win a Super Bowl this year, man. I hope so, T.
But when stuff like I'm an AJ fan. And I have been championing his cause since I've been here. But stuff like this, man, makes it kind of hard for me to ride with you when you're doing stuff like this, causing dissension in the ranks. It really does.
You're right. I got you, man.
Yeah, T, man, we appreciate the phone call.
Appreciate you calling, man.
Now, here's the thing. I think the idea of trading him for a rookie, Kyle brings up a very fair point. There's no lock that Marvin Harrison in year one is as good as A.J. Brown. In fact, he probably won't be year one, right? It takes time. A.J. Brown in year one is not as good as A.J. Brown in year four or five of his career. I get all that. But there's other parts to this. I keep hearing, I mean, Kyle and I have lost our minds the last month, people telling us there was something wrong with the defense, so get rid of Hassan Reddick. Can I make the same claim on the offense? Like, yeah, something's got to shake something up. So, like, yes, I can. I'm doing it right now. And then I get the third pick back, and I reset with a tremendous wide receiver prospect. Again, this isn't for a second or third or fourth round pick.
It's for a third pick.
It's a third pick in the draft. In a draft that every mock says they're all quarterbacks and receivers going high. So you move off the quarterbacks. Not going to take a quarterback. You get Marvin Harrison Jr.
He's not as fast as Randy Moss. He ain't that fast, but he's pretty decent. He can stretch the field a little bit.
He reminds me of Larry Fitzgerald, like just smooth route runner, great hands.
He can catch, bigger body,
obviously,
bigger target.
We know the lineage with his dad, who was an amazing player for the Indianapolis Colts.
His dad was a whole problem.
Of course he was. One of the great route runners in NFL history. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot cooking here. A lot to discuss on this. Would you trade AJ for the third pick? And I actually think the Patriots are going to offer that high of a pick. Probably not, but if they want him that bad, if I'm Howie, I'd say, all right, give me the third pick overall, and we'll talk. 215-592-9494. That's a hop, we'll come back. It is a tri-day. We'll tell you where our heads are at today on this Friday for a tri-day. And there's also another way to do this. I'll give you another twist on this. If the Eagles get the third pick, it doesn't have to be Marvin Harrison. They actually could build a super team if Howie gets creative. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. It is a Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Speaking of best friends, you know, we've often associated A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts as best friends. I mean, I think they are. I mean,
best friends.
Yeah, they talk about it. But listen to this. This was interesting. It's about chemistry and team and the idea of, you know, if the Patriots offered the third overall pick, would you trade them A.J. Brown? They inquired about him, according to Albert Breer. I thought this was pretty cool from Devontae Smith a couple days ago, his press conference, talking about the relationship between him and A.J. and, you know, like, is that difficult when one guy has a big game and the other one doesn't, how they handle it? This was pretty cool from Devontae talking about he and A.J.
Like I said, two guys that understand one another. I think the relationship that we have has made us be able to, you know, take the games where we don't have the big games and the other one does, be able to just, you know, be happy for each other. You know, it's never a time that we're sitting up there, you know, we're mad at each other or mad at anyone about not getting targets. But, I mean, let's be realistic. Everybody wants to be, you know, a part of the game. Everybody wants to make that big play. And you should be happy that you have a guy like that. Because you have a lot of guys that when that time comes, they'll shy away from the moment. You have a guy like him, you have a guy like me that we're never going to shy away from the moment. When that moment comes, we always want to be a part of it. And I think that's the good thing about it. And, you know, everybody wants to spin it this way and that way. But, I mean, you have two guys who want to be the alpha. And I feel like that's a good thing. And you have two guys that are happy for each other. I mean, me and AJ, we talk every day. We call each other every day. We make sure that we talk on the phone every day, whether it's football, it's life. You know, last night we had the kids on the phone talking.
You know, I like that. You know, the two of them, that's the thing we always wonder, right? Like, how do they handle when you have two guys that want to be alphas that are, you know, think like number ones and you could say play like number ones? How do they handle playing together? Yeah, that was pretty cool listening to Devontae talk about their relationship. I like that.
I mean, that's the mantra that I live by. It's a big dinner table and everybody's going to eat. And that's kind of how he looks at it. Everybody's eating at this dinner table. And one night you might get the big piece of chicken. And the next night it might be somebody else. And that's how you should look at it. It's not always meant for you to shine bright all the time. You know, sometimes somebody else has to, you know, get their shine. And you might have to take a back seat, but you have to be comfortable with that. And it sounds like the slim, skinny Batman, he's comfortable with that.
I love his mentality. You know, he's become, and rightfully so, a fan favorite here. He's played his butt off. He has played like a star. He deserved that contract. I loved hearing that. 215-592-9494. All right. Patriots inquired about A.J. Brown. A.J. has expressed, you know, that he was a Patriots fan growing up, changed his stuff on Instagram and Twitter to Tom Brady yesterday. Then he said, calm down. I just was watching the Dynasty documentary. Relax. Not really sure why he followed Jacoby Brissett on Instagram, but whatever.
You're not going to sit, like, the one thing you're not going to do today is anybody's going to sit here and tell me that this isn't a thing because this is social media and everything that happens on social media is a thing.
Well, that's, and again, I'm not that much older, but I'm older than, you know, these players, right? I've noticed, I think we all have over the past, I don't know how long this has been a thing, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. This is how they get messages out.
This is how they establish likes or dislikes. The fact that, you know, Darius Slay unfollow me. That's a tale. I don't care what anybody said, which is cool. I'm not sitting up here in my feelings. I'm just giving people examples of the folks that are going to call him and say, oh, this is not a big deal. It is. It is. You follow Jacoby Brissett. He's the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots.
And the timing. Like, I understand. I'm sure players across the league who follow other players, they may know them, agents, whatever, camps. Like, I get it. Players and players move teams all the time, so they may know other players. Maybe A.J. and Jacoby have a relationship. The timing, right?
Is everything.
The timing,
timing,
right?
Is everything.
We get the story that, you know, the Patriots inquired about A.J. Brown. A.J. puts up the Tom Brady thing. A.J. is out there following Jacoby. Like, the timing. So my thing is, all right, maybe deep down A.J. has an affinity for the Patriots. Maybe he wishes since draft night he was there in 2019. Whatever. That's cool. I know he's an Eagle.
That's okay.
And it's okay. I want to keep him here in general. Okay? But if the Patriots want him that bad, they have an enormous asset, the third overall pick. If the Patriots are willing to trade that pick to the Eagles, see you, AJ. I'll move on. I'll get a cheaper, perhaps just as productive receiver over the next few years, and I could rid myself of this drama, shake things up a little bit. And, guys, there's a chance, and I will say it's probably a small chance because AJ Brown's tremendous. Marvin Harrison could be better. I mean, I know Kyle's saying that we're trying to win the Super Bowl next year, but there's a chance. Marvin Harrison has been spoken about the last 2 years as a truly special wide receiver prospect. Again, not to knock A.J. at all. He was a second-round pick. People didn't talk about A.J. Brown this way, and he's exceeded expectations. But if Marvin Harrison is Larry Fitzgerald, the next Larry Fitzgerald, that's an all-time player.
Yeah, I'll take that
all
day.
Oh, my goodness, of course.
I'll take that all day.
All right, 215-592-9494. Let's grab Chuck in Mount Airy, and then we'll let you hear what A.J. said about when the Patriots passed on him a few years ago in the NFL draft. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio?
Hey, Chuck.
What's up, Chuck?
What's going on, man? Hey, listen, I was doing some thinking, right? And this is what I've come up with. This guy throws a lot of subliminal messages, and I don't hate A.J. I think A.J. is a phenomenal player. You know what I mean? And I want him here as much as everybody else does. I would want him here if he only wanted to be here. He wants to go, let him go. And if the number three pick is there to get Marvin Harrison Jr., you know how good Marvin Harrison Jr. is? I hear people say, oh, we ain't going to win a Super Bowl if A.J. go. When was the last team that won a Super Bowl with a great wide receiver? I mean, Marvin can step right back, right in right now, I believe, and give the production A.J. Brown gives. I really do believe that. That's how good this guy is, man. He was good at 12 years old. This guy come from a pedigree. Marvin Harrison was a great wide receiver. He's bigger than his father. He's faster than his father. He might come in here and be better than his father. He might come in and be better than A.J. Brown. So, the number three pick, absolutely. I'm trading him in a heartbeat. And I just don't like the way, you know, all this stuff is going down with his locker room. And it seems like they always point back at A.J., you know what I mean? And the sideline antics and all that, you know. And like I said, I don't hate the guy. I think he's a great receiver. I would never want to just trade him for nothing unless it's the third-round pick. If it's third-round pick, he's out of here. But I just think that I would want this locker room to be tight this year. And I think that, you know, everything with AJ and Jalen, I don't think they're as close as they normally were. You know what I mean? And I could be reading too much.
No, well, Chuck, I don't think you're wrong on that. It doesn't seem that way. And maybe they are and we don't see it. But I remember when he first was traded here and they had that video they put out where they were on FaceTime and it seemed like they were almost like brothers or cousins. Like they were so close. And I don't get that sense the same anymore.
Relationships change.
Hey, yeah,
they do. They change. Hey, and that's cool.
Let me ask you this, Hugh, right? If you had a problem with a guy in a locker room that you advocated to get here, come here, and he just, you know, flipped on you like that, as a player, how would you feel, you know, about, would you feel betrayed? Would you feel like, you know, this guy, you know, like just basically slapped me in my face after I advocated for him to be a being a quarterback of this team? Like, how would you feel being a player, you know, you asked this guy to be here, basically told Howie to go get this guy, and he just, you know, just embarrassed you on national TV, you know, the one time when he said, I don't care if Jalen was sick. It just seemed like he just turned on a guy completely to me.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chuck. I think as a grown man, I mean, relationships change. And it's unfortunate that, you know, it happens the way that it happens. But I think the best thing you could do in a situation like this is find common ground and try to just be as cordial as you possibly can. I mean, that's really all you can do.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, the number three pick, and like I said, the money is right. Like Joe, you said, you know, it ain't even about the personality and all that. You know, we got two $20 million plus wide receivers. That's not going to last. So, to reset the money and to get a great wide receiver, I'd do it. Go Sixers. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too, Chuck, man. We appreciate it. Yeah, that's a big thing for me. I know Howie's great at the cap, but if you could change the money, and it's a big difference over the years, it's worth it for me. 215-592-9494. Or there's another way to do this as well with the draft picks, excuse me, and what Howie could do. It could change the whole team. We'll get to that in a second. But first, let's listen to AJ. This is when he's telling the story here of when the Patriots didn't draft him. Again, he grew up a Patriots fan. He was a Brady fan. All that's real, right? So he went in for a workout. He worked out for the Patriots. This was 2019. They obviously passed on him. The Titans selected him in the draft. Here's his emotions when he didn't get picked by the Pats.
I just knew I was going to the Patriots because I was a big Patriots fan. I got a phone call, and I'm like, is it? But it wasn't it. It was my agent. And so he was like, just type. And I'm like, okay. He was like, they finna take a receiver. And I'm like, okay, cool, bet. No.
Do you think it was you?
I just saw the time just kept going down on the Patriots clock. And I was like, they tripping. Like, oh, what the hell is going on? You know, so they ain't no pick. Said the pick is in. I know I ain't got a phone call right now. So I'm like, this over.
Yeah.
So I told my brother, I told D, I said, bro, let's go. And I left everybody at the house and went home. I went in the closet and cried my eyes out.
Cried his eyes out when he wasn't selected by the Patriots.
Yeah, and that's why I'm not mad. Listen, and this is how I look at it. And I know he tried to, you know, put the kibosh on it. I feel like this is what happened. His agent told him that maybe there was an interest from the Patriots. He got excited because that's the team that he wanted to play for. So he followed the quarterback, and he put Tom Brady up as his screensaver, which is okay. Which is okay.
I think Detective Douglas just nailed this one.
No, I'm saying.
That's the title.
Like, which is okay. Which is okay. But then when he found out or somebody gave him a call and said, hey, man, it's not happening, it was no way he could go from there.
And he saw the reaction.
So don't, like, you're not about to, like I said, you're not about to sit up here and tell me as a grown-ass man, which I have been trying to, you know, buck since I've been here, but I have to be in certain situations, being a grown-up.
Grown-up clothes
like,
and stuff.
Like, yeah, this is not nothing. This is not nothing.
No.
Like, so don't be sitting here talking about it ain't nothing. Like, he got excited, which is fine. And he thought he was gone. And then the kibosh was put on it. How he put the kibosh on it.
All right, let me throw this at you, and then we have to tell everyone what today is because it's Friday. It is a tri-day. But, all right, so the number one option, I think the most likely option, if this happened, right, AJ to the Pats for the third pick in the draft, the Eagles could just draft Marvin Harrison Jr. Hugh, there's another thing they could do too. I mean, how we could get creative here. We keep seeing these mocks where these teams want to move up, right, the Vikings. I mean, the Eagles could trade AJ for the third pick and then auction off the third pick. I mean, Minnesota has 11-23. They could swap 3, if they get it, for AJ, for 11 and 23 and have the 11th pick. Have the 22nd pick? Have the 23rd pick? I mean, I know.
That's a lot.
Someone over here really likes those, what do you call them? Young players?
Young Thundercats.
Three Thundercats in this draft.
Three little Thundercats.
You can get a receiver. Now, obviously, if you didn't take Harrison, you couldn't get him. But you could get a receiver. You can get an offensive lineman. You get a corner. You get the best corner in the draft at 11. You could get a receiver and a lineman at 22, 23. I mean, Kyle wouldn't be able to scream because they'd get everything. I mean, we'd all be happy. No matter if you're a Pillars or a Playmakers person, you'd be happy. Again, it would give them total flexibility. I think the number one option would be Marvin Harrison. Just draft him at 3 and plug and play. But it also would set the Eagles up to auction off that pick for a ton if Howie wanted to do it. All right, it is a Friday. Along with this conversation on AJ, we'll get to some Sixer stuff in a little bit here. It's a Friday, which on this show means it's a tri-day. You know, looking at the calendar, looking at the time here, it feels like a, I don't know, Hugh, maybe a weekend for Munchies?
Yeah, 420. Happy 420, everybody.
Munchies. All right, that's our tri-day today is give us your best Munchies. I mean, like, your go-to Munchie. This is for Hugh? It's for,
yeah.
I think it's for anyone who wants to have
just
some Munchies,
have some
this,
munchies
weekend.
This weekend. Yeah, right. It's just a Munchie weekend. You know, it's one of those weekends where it's probably, you know, it'd be a great weekend to have some snacks.
Do you have a go-to munch? I don't know if you've had it in a while, but I remember you told me once that you like to have like the pound cake and the ice
pound
cream.
Pound cake. I haven't done that in a while.
Pound cake and the vanilla ice cream.
You know, I've been trying to do the shredding thing, yeah. But I will eat vanilla ice cream. Like, because here's the thing. We don't have like in the South, they had the Publix. Publix where is the place where. Like, they had great baked food, and they had somebody's grandmother in the basement holding her hostage cooking chicken.
That's the the grocery store where Jameis Winston stole from, right?
Yeah. The crab legs. But, yeah, so we don't have a Publix up here. I think the closest thing to that would be, like, a Wegmans.
Yeah, Wegmans.
Yeah, but
I would agree.
They don't put seasoning on their food like that. But anyway, so, yeah, it would be the pound cake and the ice cream. Bluebell ice cream.
That's your go-to munchie?
Yeah, that would be my go-to.
All right, 215-592-9494. Tri-day today, your go-to munchie on a weekend where you wipe out some munchies. And, of course, this A.J. Brown thing, would you trade him for the 3rd overall pick in the draft? I would. I mean, that's the conversation. If I'm Howie and the Patriots call, I say, call back if you're offering the 3rd pick. And if you're offering the 3rd pick, we got a deal. Hugh would do it. Kyle's holding out this whole idea of keeping A.J. Brown instead of trading for the 3rd pick in the draft. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Fransky Friday, fellas.
What's going on, Chris? Man?
Hey, first of all, I got to address something real big here. Hugh, you always talk about getting a big piece of chicken at the table. So to that clown up in New York that wants to trash the Sixers fans for cheering for the chicken, shut up, you moron.
Bricking for chicken?
Who doesn't like chicken, Chris? Every arena in America, people want chicken. Just because the Knicks aren't creative enough to do that kind of promotion. Come on.
You know what? Shut up.
Yeah, he needs to shut his mouth up there. So anyway, moving on. I got to talk quick fills, and then we're going to get into this Eagles thing because I got to stay on my soapbox, guys. I told you, Stinky Nicky is got to be sat down. He's batting 159, zero extra base hits, slugging a whopping 159. Dude, Rojas, who was getting all kinds of heat, well, Rojas is hitting 200, two extra base hits, slugging a 244, which, you know, is – not very impressive, but compared to Stinky Nicky, looks great. So play Pache, all right? Let's move on, fellas. Eagles, should we trade this pick?
The 22nd pick? I would trade. If I can move up, Chris, to get one of the top corners, yes, I would do it.
And Joe, you are smart today. Hell yes, we're trading this for the 3rd pick. Kyle, I think Kyle started 420 a little early. Like, dude, it's Marvin Harrison Jr. This guy's an elite kid. He's going to be a dominant force.
Maybe.
So, yes.
Maybe.
Yes. Likely. No,
maybe.
100%.
More than likely. It's not 100%.
It's a likely.
But it's 100%. Not 100%. I have
100%. It is 100%. Kyle.
No, it's not.
My take.
No, it's not.
Well, it's his truth.
So, listen, he's less money. You're going to have him controlled for a longer period of time. And you know what, guys? He also is less drama. This AJ thing, and you know, he's posting pictures of Brady and crying for the Patriots and everything. It's tiresome. He's tiresome. Jalen's tired of him. He's turned his best friend against him to the point where I don't think Jalen hates him, but I think Jalen's like, yo, bro, I've had about enough out of your mouth. Like, I just can't take you no more. Just all right, bro.
Yeah, it's getting old. I mean, after a while, it gets old. All right, Chris, give us a munchie. What do you got?
Gotta go with it, man. Funyuns. Yeah.
Funyuns are, like, the thing about Funyuns, though.
It's a good one, Chris.
When you eat too many Funyuns, the top of your, it's like the Captain Crunch. It gets to the top of your mouth. But the Funyuns, like, dude, nothing hits like a Funyun. Like, you know what I mean? When you eat Funyuns, yeah, Funyuns. That's a
yeah.
Good
that,
one.
That when that Captain Crunch thing, you're talking an 11-year-old baby because I had a lot of Captain
like,
Crunch.
Dog, it's just the top of your mouth, man. It just
destroys the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it does.
You know, but it's darn good. All right, so just quickly, and we'll talk to Scott Fransky, of course, on a Fransky Friday coming up at 12. He mentioned Castellanos. This is our yesterday. We had someone want him sent to the minors. Today we have a bench Castellanos. I just looked because he mentioned some of his numbers. So there's one so far this season, there have been 187 hitters that have enough at-bats to be on the leaderboard. 187. Castellanos' OPS ranks 185. it's been a really tough start for Nick Castellanos. Let's go to Chris, who is in Plymouth Meeting. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate being on the show.
You got it, Chris.
I will say this is kind of a ridiculous question. It's kind of like a hot take to me, to be honest. It's
Why?
A no-brainer.
What's the ridiculous question?
It's a hot take, but a no-brainer.
So, Chris, before you respond, most people wouldn't do it. That's why it's not a ridiculous question. I would do it in a heartbeat. I think you would too. But most people, I'm telling you right now, most people we're going to talk to from now to the rest of the show and so far don't want to do this.
I feel like that's misinformed. I don't get it. I mean, I think it's more realistic to say to trade Jalen Hurts for the third overall pick at that value.
Oh, that's not a hot take.
Yeah, I mean,
not
that
at
is
all.
A hot take. No, that's a hot take, of course. But
he's
I'm just
an
saying,
idiot.
The third pick, it's just, you know, I don't get it. I think a more realistic trade to the Patriots would be AJ for the 34th pick, their second round pick. The 68th pick, the third, you know, so New England's second pick, third pick this year, and their second pick.
Chris,
next
I agree
year.
With you. Based on NFL history, based on the trade value chart, I agree that what you're saying is more realistic. My perspective was I don't really want to trade him, so you got to overpay. Like, if you overpay, I'll ship him out. Like, I don't care. And obviously, in this instance, based on what the Patriots have to offer, because they don't have many players to offer, the overpay is the third pick. I mean, that's. I to set it there is like I have to do it. I think obviously you would too.
Absolutely, it's an over.
He hung up. Sound like he dropped.
No, he's back.
He's back. Oh.
And I also think like if you're going to trade him, and not that we're going to trade him, of course, you know, but I think it would be more likely for like a guy like Patrick Surtain.
Absolutely. And Chris, it's interesting because that came up recently where it sounds like the Broncos are desperate to get a pick back or something. They want
to move
up for a quarterback. So I think the Surtain thing could be in play on draft night. And Chris, we appreciate the phone call. Could be in play on draft night. So it's funny. Sometimes I think of these trade ideas and I think they're a no-brainer, but a lot of people don't, right? That's what makes the conversation interesting. Like there's no question in my mind I would do this. Just a quick look and this is not gospel. It's just a subsect of people, okay? But we put up a poll about an hour ago on our midday show page. Would you trade A.J. Brown to the Patriots for the third overall pick in the draft? So far, and there's about 3,400 votes on this thing in about an hour, 63% of people would not do this.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, our last caller thinks it's a no-brainer. Actually thinks it's like, of course. Like, why are we even having this conversation? Yet 63% of people, Hugh, on this poll so far would do it.
For the third pick in the draft?
For the third pick.
That's interesting.
I know. So that tells me not even though I might think it's a no-brainer, you might think it's a no-brainer. Not everyone feels the same way. I mean, obviously, some people just don't want to trade A.J. Brown no matter what because, I mean, let's be real. There's not much better value than the third pick. There's the second pick. There's the first. There's not much higher you can go than third.
I'll
Leon
tell you what, yeah,
is in
you
Dallas.
A lot for that.
What's up, Leon?
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
Good,
hey,
Leon.
Buddy. Good talking to you. I haven't spoken to you in a while.
What's up, buddy? Hey, Ben.
But I love the problem. Doing great, man. I appreciate you asking. I do think it is an interesting proposition, AJ, for the third. But I'm going to be honest. I don't think New England will do it. I think maybe if we were to probably put together a little package, maybe AJ and who says the third, I think maybe they would entertain it. But listen, man, I'm afraid, and I do agree with Kyle to a degree, that you don't know what you're going to get. I mean, just look a few years ago with Kyle Pitts in Atlanta. That hasn't worked out yet, but it's still open for him. But I would be afraid as well just because you don't know what you're going to get.
Well, Leon, it's fair, right? Not every top five, top six pick, especially a skill position player, just pops, right? Once in a while, they don't. Now, I'll go to the other side of it, right? You're right. Kyle Pitts has been a bust. He hasn't produced so far.
Bust is so strong.
Well, he has.
Well, they ain't got no quarterback.
Okay, that's part of it, but he hasn't produced. Now, the other side, though, Leon, is Ja'Marr Chase, right? Like, boom, they put him in, and they got to the Super Bowl that year. He popped right away.
And you know, that is a great point. You can also make the case that the whole LSU connection helped with that because, you know, him and Joe were already, you know, LSU teammates and they did great things back then. So, yeah, I definitely hear you again. I would do it only if, you know, only if we were guaranteed to get Pitts.
Marvin.
Harrison Jr., because I do like him. Yeah, Marvin. But I just don't know, you know. But I'm not going to stay on here too long because I'm actually at work. But I do appreciate appreciate you guys taking my call. And Hugh, you brought up the whole Bluebell ice cream. Listen, I live here in Texas, and dude, Bluebell is amazing. You just kind of
flashback.
Know,
yeah, man. I, you know so what? I missed, man, the banana pudding Bluebell ice cream.
Oh yeah.
They had what's the other one? Banana split. Bluebell got some good ice cream.
It seems like you're ready for some munchies. All right, 215-592-9494. Hit all your phone calls on this. Would you trade AJ for the third pick in the draft? I would. I understand how good he is. I understand Kyle's objection that we're moving off a guy that we know for a guy that's prospect. I get it, but I would do it. If the Patriots want him that bad, that's the phone call I'd make if I'm Howie. AJ for the third pick, would you do it? We'll sprinkle in some Knicks and Sixers, our biggest concern for this series. I'm excited. Tomorrow, the first time since 1989, we get the Sixers and the Knicks in the postseason. And on Tri-Day, give us your go-to munchie. 215-592-9494. On the other side, you'll hear something Paul Reed said yesterday. Was it smart to say out loud before this series?